Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
And today's show is brought to you by Sign Carlos Correa, James Click. Get it done. I don't care what it is. But there's a lot for us to talk about. And some breaking news just happened right before the show. And I just sent the text to Brett and I'm like, well, Steve Cishek by the seashore is now going to go live by the seashore because he's no longer Houston Astro. And he asked for his release and the Astros granted that. So we'll talk about why that happened in a second. And we'll talk about more and more about the Carlos Correa talk because that's all that's going on right now. And we'll kind of dive into that and we'll talk about more on this Locked On Astros podcast. Don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya as well as radio.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you're getting card to your smart device played podcast, Locked On Astros. So yesterday we did that locker room app and the little show. I know that John Heyman came out and he did his little report. And I know that we're kind of talking about that and saying, why is John Heyman all of a sudden up the Astros? But about this situation, but now he came up today and said, well, Carlos Correa's offer, the Astros offer of $120 million for 6 years, to even spark a dialogue with the Astros, looks almost certain to become a free agent at this point. And you know what Bleacher Report came out and said? It looks like, and their title is so misleading, Carlos Correa is set to become a free agent. And that's what I hate about these sites. They just say, oh, well, John Heyman said he's about to become a free agent. And then Carlos Correa dropped the bombshell today.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Carlos Correa was asked if there's confidence that something was going to get done. He said that the way things are looking, I don't know right now. The first offer I thought was really low. And he did confirm that that was the absolute offer.
So Carlos confirmed that was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and 2 weeks ago,
that's
right?
What we've been hearing, I think Michael Schwab said that. I think a lot of people have been stating that this was 2 weeks ago, and I think Correa said that he hasn't heard any talk about the extension since, because of the Lance McCullers talk.
Yes, and he's also said he is not moving this isn't a sliding scale. Like, okay, if it's not April 1st. I'll sign in May or I'll sign in June. He said after April 1st, there's no negotiating. We're going to play baseball. And Carlos Correa even said, Eric, I'm pretending like I'm going to be a free agent.
I think the word is preparing to be.
Oh, my bad. I read that wrong. Okay. Well, he's probably having to pretend right now. So, you know, I'm glad. Sorry. I looked over and I thought it said pretending. That's why I wanted to.
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. So he says that, like you said, the first offer was really low. And when I saw that report from John Heyman, and it was right after Lance McCullers extension, that confirmation came out, and I'm like all excited about this. And then I saw that report from John Heyman. I'm like, Heyman, why did you have to do this to Astros fans? Why can't you just give us this moment? Because I know there's some Astros fans out there that are like, yes, that's actually a decent offer. This guy's always hurt. But yes, you have to look at the market. He's 26 years old. He's going to want to get at least what George Springer got, if not more. He's going to want to get about what Jose Altuve got. This is not the same situation that Xander Bogaerts it was in. I know that Brandon and I talked about that on yesterday's Locked On Astros podcast. This is not apples to apples. He was in a different situation.
Right. Because he's a better player than Xander Bogaerts. But again, what Carlos's camp has to realize is that the offer may not be indicative of what they think that his overall value is ultimately worth. But for them, it is kind of a high risk, high reward. It's not a low risk. You know, now the 6 for $120 was probably low risk, high reward, right? Because they're getting off paying him $20 million. I'm telling you, Carlos isn't going to take any less than 7, probably going to want more like 8 to 10 years. And he's not going to take anything less than 27 to 30 million. I promise you right now, if you could get Carlos Correa to be honest of how much he wants per year, that he would say, I believe I'm a $30 million player. And because that's how he carries himself, and he wouldn't care about the past injuries. He would say, look what I did in the playoffs. Look at my rookie of the year. Look at the times when I have been healthy, everything that I've done for this team, how I took the team and put him on my back. So he is driving a hard bargain. But you had mentioned this before, and I wanted to talk to this too. You had said that you talked to Brandon, and sometimes these are agents telling players to get this out there and start talking to maybe shift the momentum in his favor, correct?
Yes, and we'll talk about that in next segment. But okay. let's continue with some more conversation of what he said today.
Okay.
He said, I am educated on this matter. I would love to stay, but it's also got to be the right deal. He said, I've given 5-6 years of my career to his organization. I've won the rookie of the year. I've gone to All-Star games, World Series champion, multiple great playoff performance. And if they don't see me here long-term, then another team will. It's never hard feelings. It's a business.
Boom. He laid it down.
Yes. And that was going to lead into what I was going to, what we're going to talk about right there in a little bit is that this is absolutely agent talk. This is his agent saying, okay, well, John Heyman brought this up. We got 7 days until the end of the year, not the end of the year, but the end of the month, and our self-imposed deadline. So this is what we got to do. We got to go out there and put the pressure on the Astros. The Astros came out with a crap offer. I don't care. I'm not a homer Astros fan. When that offer came out, I was like, no, that is a terrible offer. That's last year, Jim Crane came out and said, oh, we're going to do what we can to try to get George Springer to sign an extension. And what happened? It was such a bad deal that George Springer did not even listen to another contract offer to the Astros. He did not even entertain anything. So now, and he left. So that the Astros are about to put themselves in that same situation. So we're going to have to see, but to Carlos Correa's credit, he said that, that he still feels like he's going to go out and he's still going to try to win another championship with this team, and he's not going to let it interfere with that. So speaking of which, he's willing to bet on himself having another great season. So let's talk a little bit about betonline.ag.
Yeah, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of the sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, the college basketball, NHL are in full swing. Baseball is right around the corner as well. BetOnline even covers award TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code locked on.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on all the latest news in every major sport with the help of all the local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. And I'm sure they talk a lot about the Houston Astros on that podcast as well. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about this. And I've been having discussion via text with Brandon Del Castillo. And I know that he deals with a lot of contracts and stuff as a lawyer. And he said that this is negotiation 101. And I know that before Brian McCann signed with the Houston Astros, there was a text a tweet that came out that said that Brian McCann was not going to sign with the Astros. The very next day, he signed with the Astros. And there's been many instances where the negotiations or discussions have been cut off between a team, and then they signed the very next day. What did John Heyman say about Lance McCullers? Well, the Astros have offered him a deal, but no signs that there's progress with that deal. Then what happened? The next day, the deal happened. And that's when Chandler Rome broke into it. So this does not mean that it's dead. This means that they haven't discussed it because they shifted when Carlos Correa said, yeah, dog, this is a no for me, dog, about the first deal.
He said those words. Is that like,
that's pretty much how he said it. But
what are your sources on that?
I forgot, was a guy named Randy from American Idol. I forgot what his name was, but I haven't watched that show in a long time.
Randy, but, like, yo, dog, that guy.
Yeah.
Yo, but, dog.
But anyway, I think that what's going to happen with this is the agent said, okay, Correa, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there and confirm what Heyman said, and we're going to put the pressure on the Astros. The Astros could be like, yo, you can't go out there and put all our business on the streets. So now we look like the bad guys. You're going to have to, how about we get together? How about we go ahead and get some good sushi or something, and let's go ahead and have a good conversation. Let's go do, we try to come up with a deal, because the Astros know what Carlos Correa means to this team. And I think they will get a deal done. If they don't get a deal done, they're going to do their damnedest to get this deal done. Well, because they know what this guy means to this organization, to this city, especially after last year, when none of the other players stepped up, talked smack to the rest of the league. Carlos Correa did. And you're going to let this guy walk? That's stupid. So I think the Astros are going to do what it takes. This is a negotiation tactic. This is something they're going to meet this weekend. They're going to take care of business, but this is negotiation.
Now, I still go back to the one comment that James Click made, and I don't know that it means anything going forward, but it made me absolutely nervous when he said, well, JT Realmuto became a free agent and he landed back in Philadelphia.
With the Marlins or Phillies?
No, JT Realmuto is with the Phillies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. He re-signed with the Phillies. So in the back of their minds, what they're hoping is that Carlos Correa goes out. But see, here's the thing. If they're hoping for him to go and seek and come back, if Carlos Correa goes out there, Eric, and I said this today when I was on with Q on Fox Sports Central Texas, if Carlos Correa goes out and has an MVP season, if he goes out and is just balls to the wall, gets a silver slugger, gets a gold glove, if he goes out there and has an all-star season and he stays healthy and he plays an entire season without any injuries, his value goes through the roof. And right. The Astros just ruined a chance to get him, not necessarily at a bargain, but not have to overpay to keep him. Because if he does that, he's going to crush the market, I think, out there. And he's got the playoff experience. But Carlos Correa feels like he's better than Lindor. And Carlos Correa feels like he's the best.
Well, they always have that natural competition because they battle.
They were rookies
together. Yeah. They battled for that rookie of the year together.
But exactly.
I think people see Lindor as the better player because he stayed healthier, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm not saying at all that I think that Carlos Correa is 100%. I think I'm a little bit more negative, I guess, at this point, that he's actually going to sign. But I think that this is, I don't think it's over, but same time, it's scary. He did say that he was proud of that Lance McCullers got his money. And he said that if he's, what did he say? He said that if he got paid what he's worth, if my man is happy, then I'm happy. So he's not going to get the money that makes him happy, he's not going to be happy. And in other words, if his wife is not happy, he's not going to play for that money. So this is Carlos Correa.
Oh, okay. I was like, you were starting to chase a rabbit. I was like, wait, if he's happy, then she's happy. Then he's not happy, then she's not happy. But
yes, Brett.
I'm just messing with you. If you could see the camera now, Eric is so frustrated with me right now.
It sounds like you just need a Built Bar right now. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us a little bit about Built Bar?
Okay, Built Bar. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is an amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now it is time to find out which Built Bar is best, because it is Built Bar Madness. And today's matchup for Built Bar Madness is cookie dough chunk versus whoever wins versus coconut and birthday cake. I'm going to say birthday cake squares off against cookie dough chunk, and I'm going cookie dough chunk all the way. Go to builtbar.com or at built_bar on Twitter to vote. Remember to use your promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. Check back and see who won today's matchup. Who will become the best tasting protein bar in the land?
One more thing before we move on from Carlos Correa. This is from Chandler Rome, founder's choice of words and tone from Carlos Correa. I loved what we built here. Been part of it since I got drafted in 2012 when the team was losing 111 games. Basically, Carlos Correa, he's been part of this team for a while. But now he's mentally preparing himself to become a free agent. So the Astros have got to get in his mind and kind of change that tone a little bit. I think there's still a chance. I'm not totally ruling it out, but I wanted to kind of start this segment with some thoughts by Dusty. And this is what I want to say. Tonight was like the ghost of George Springer. George Springer's spirit is still here. You know why? Jose Altuve led off the game with a homer. So that was thoughts by Dusty. And so while it's still a work in progress, according to Dusty Baker, but Dusty Baker, why can't you just come out and say that Jose Altuve is your leadoff guy? He said he's pretty damn good. The guy can get 700 at bats, and that equates to like 250 hits. That's a lot. And so he said he's leaning towards Jose Altuve, but it's still a work in progress. Just say Jose Altuve is your leadoff hitter.
Yeah,
even, I even saw that Carlos Correa was on Michael Schwab's podcast, and he said, yeah, Altuve is going to be the leadoff hitter. So it's
I saw that. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, come on, Dusty. Quit beating around the bush. And the ghost of George Springer, like, the dude's not dead. I mean, they act like George Springer played for the Astros in the late 60s. They're like, George Springer's.
I guess I know when you go to Canada, you're basically.
Yeah, I guess you're gone. But I mean, Jose Altuve's hit. I mean, he's right, dude. He's got a .315 lifetime average as leadoff hitter. Why not put him there? I mean, this guy's ready to take on the world. I think he's mentally prepared. I think he's gone through what he's gone through. I don't think that, you know, it was great. Like, you know, people are booing him. People are yelling at him. Some kid even yelled in the stands, like go back to like Colombia or some country that he's not even from. Like, he's from Venezuela. And I'm like, number one, who is allowing their kid to yell stuff at players like that, which is horrible. And number two, like, Altuve hit a single. There was a guy, I think bases were loaded, and he knocked like two runs in. And so this guy, when it comes down to it, is your consummate leader. He may be your quiet leader, where Carlos Correa is your spark plug, is the motivator. Altuve, I think, is perfect for this. And, you know, I like that, because Altuve needs more hits. He needs to catch up. He had a down year last year. It was only 60 games. What better way to get him in the groove than get him more at bats throughout the season? I think it's a great call. I think Miles Straw on the bottom of the lineup makes perfect sense. I think Jose Altuve is the man and should get it. I would be shocked if he went any other direction.
All right. Dusty Baker also said that they're still trying to decide if they're going to carry 13 pitchers and 13 position players or 14 pitchers and 12 position players. I would say with how the rotation is kind of lining up, your starters aren't really built up to go deep in games. You may need some of those long relievers. They may go with 14 pitchers to kind of start the season. But who knows? And the Astros did make a move yesterday. Steve Souza Jr., or I guess on Wednesday, mm-hmm. Steve Souza Jr. was released. And So now he's a free agent. I guess he was not going to make the team. So also breaking news right before the show, Steve Cishek, I thought he was a shoe-in to make the team, but apparently not. Apparently the Astros maybe told him, hey, Steve, you're not going to make the team. And he said, okay, I don't want to report to spring training, I mean to minor league camp. I would like to be released. The Astros probably said, okay, that's fine.
I literally talked about that today. I mean, I was like, yeah, you know, you got Joe Smith, you got Steven Cishek. And I was like, hey, you've got this great like sidearm combo, but I guess not. I sound like a buffoon now.
Well, the Astros are saving 25 million with Steven Souza and 2.25 million with Steven Cishek. And so that's a way.
But, I know
that is a way that they can maybe add somebody at the trade deadline. But at the same time, I thought that from all reports, Cishek was doing good this year. So this comes as a surprise, but I think Brandon Belak has opened some eyes this year. I think Peter Solomon maybe has opened some eyes, maybe not to make camp. Maybe they're like, yeah, we don't really need Cishek anymore. So let's go ahead and let him go. So I don't have to say she's short anymore.
So here's the thing. He did say this: with 13 pitchers, we will still be short on the bench. But if we go with 14 pitchers, we'll be really short. One of them is a catcher. You have to hold back in case something happens. So we're having to work out some guys who might be the emergency third catcher. It was a lot easier last year when you knew Garrett Stubbs was your catcher. So, you know, that is definitely of high importance. So he's worrying about the managerial thing. Click's got his stuff and is, you know, with the Correa thing, they've got their work cut out for him.
Todd Callis, I know this is a spring training game, but during a perfect game, you don't joke about a perfect game. Jose Urquidy threw 5 perfect innings. Brandon Belak was in the seventh inning, and Todd Callis was joking around about, well, this is, I know we're not supposed to talk about this. It's kind of an unwritten rule, and we're not supposed to mention the perfect game on air. And then as soon as that happened, Anthony Rendon hit a double. And then Jeff Blum is like, yeah, I'm not going to Twitter. You go to Twitter. So, but Urquidy looked great. Belak looked good. The Astros won the game 3-0. And so that was good. It looks, I'm glad that Urquidy has, he hasn't pitched great.
Right.
But he looked really good today. Belak, I think he is going to make the opening day roster at this point. And the Astros are also expecting to have access to COVID-19 vaccine around April 7th. And when they get back from their first road trips, and their James Click said, we're not looking for any special treatment, so they're not going to push it. But if they're available, they're going to take it.
But they've opened that stuff up to pretty much everybody now. I mean, we're getting emails in our school district that everybody's getting them. Hey, Eric, I was just going to throw this in there. I threw tonight off the mound for the first time. I threw BP to our team. And, dude, I was hitting the strike zone. I was probably tapping out about 70, 71. So if they need an extra arm, I'm willing to go in and throw a couple innings. If I ever get one of those opening day, like those first pitches, like they're doing them Zoom this year. Dude, I freaking throw a strike like a pro out there, man. I am so sore right now.
Well, the Astros have optioned Taylor Jones, Corey Lee, Michael Papirski, and Brett Chansey down to the minor leagues. And
high A.
No, I think it's like below.
Whatever, dude. Okay, we're gonna go to the baseball field. I'm gonna strike you out. You watch.
Alrighty. So anyway, but for our next podcast, we have some interesting rule changes to kind of limit the spin rate. And it has to do a lot with Trevor Bauer. So we'll definitely have to talk about that. And we'll have to talk a little bit more about this Carlos Correa. And guys, let's not get too discouraged. I think the Astros do have this weekend. They can take him out, wine and dine him, and try to just get try
him,
to get
him drunk and get him to sign a really bad deal.
Get her doing. But I think the Astros have what it takes. But anyway, so let's just all, if y'all have those prayer candles with Carlos Correa's image on there, just go light it this weekend and just put in prayer candles. If you got bobbleheads, just go and put the bobbleheads in the prayer candles. And let's just get it done, because I think Carlos Correa is what the Astros need. Go Astros. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.